Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crazy for Her by Sandra Owens, performed by Amy McFadden and Michael Naramore.
Chapter 1, April 2011, Afghanistan.
Ambush!
Hissed with urgency, the word crackled in the SEAL team's headsets. At the front of the Adobe House, Lieutenant Commander Logan Kincaid faded into the shadows, along with two of his men. The other three members of his small band of brothers were hopefully slipping unnoticed into the back of the building made of mud, bricks, and timber. Supposedly abandoned, Intel had received information the missing army captain was being held inside by the Taliban. Peering through night vision goggles, Logan saw no movement in the watery green scene in front of him.
Dog, report in, he whispered into his mouthpiece.
Roberts didn't answer.
The distinctive rat-a-tat-tat of Russian-made machine guns filled the air. The sudden three-round bursts of Roberts' M4 was quickly followed by the rapid firing of O'Connor's and Prescott's assault rifles.
Shit, Romeo hissed from Logan's left side. Thought they didn't know we were coming.
Logan glanced at Buchanan. Fucking intel. Saint, pressed against Logan's other side, crossed himself.
All aboard. Next stop, hell.
Logan agreed with Turner's assessment. They had trained and trained and then trained again for this night. A piece of cake, the intel officer had claimed. Slip in unnoticed, get the hostage, and be gone before even the dogs knew they were here. Logan had never been fond of cake. And judging by the furious barking, the fucking dogs definitely knew they were here.
Let's go rescue our guys.
Logan pushed away from the wall.
Lead the way, Iceman, Buchanan said.
The more dangerous the situation, the calmer Logan became, his mind able to see and process everything around him at once, the reason his teammates called him Iceman. He didn't know why it happened, it just did. Before they left the cover of the building's shadowed doorway, six Tangos, AK-47s slung carelessly across their shoulders, turned the corner, coming straight at them.
Stupid fools. If they were going to play with guns, they should learn how to hold them.
Logan held up one finger, then two, then three. He and his two teammates stepped out of the doorway. Controlled fire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?